Toby Buckland. BBC Radio Devon.
U3A, what does it stand for? We're going to find out what that is in a moment. Joining me in the studio are members of the U3A. It's celebrating its 40th anniversary tomorrow. There's Chair Marilyn Lean and Vice Chair Tony Bowen. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you, Toby.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, the U3A, what is it?
Stands for the University of the Third Age.
Right, okay.
Which sounds very grand, university. There are no requirements academically to join, nor do you gain any when you join either. So it is really just an organisation for people who have moved beyond childhood and working life. So they are, generally speaking, retired, although that's not necessarily a requirement.
No.
But the vast majority of us probably are.
Well, that sounds interesting. Although, are there people who are still working? I say this because I was just chatting to Fitz earlier on. He's not moved beyond childhood and he is still working. There's something right up his street.
Some people are partially employed. They still like to keep their hand in, you know, keep the cogs and wheels turning, I think. We're just there for people that we find most of our members are people that have got time on their hands, whether that's through moving to Plymouth to be with family, whether that's because they're retired or no longer in working practice, or it could be that they are no longer a carer or their personal circumstances have changed.
Yeah.
And the idea is you come along, you find a sociable outlet. If there's a subject that you particularly like and you want to share, then a group is formed and others, like-minded people, join that too. And so you set up your group. At the moment, we've got about 75 groups.
75, but joining them all together, what links them all, it's people who are curious about the world.
Yeah.
That's what it is,
well,
isn't
also,
it?
Well, also, people, you know, just because you're no longer working, you do still have a brain and you do still have interests. You might not be able to get around as much as you can, but our groups are so diverse. They're like walking groups, but also there are literary groups, language groups, science and tech groups, craft groups, quiz groups, mahjong.
Oh, that it specialised in a different thing.
It could be anything that people want.
Yeah.
And we've actually got 5 wine tasting groups.
Well, you know, naturally.
Absolutely.
They're very popular.
Yeah, but 40 years, this is how long it's been running. Who set it up?
Nationally, it's been running
nationally.
For 40 years. It came from France initially.
Yeah.
But the idea set up here in the UK 40 years ago. Plymouth, however, only started in 1998. So we can have
almost
two lots of celebrations.
Years.
We can have a 40th anniversary this year. I mean, we can have a 25th birthday party next year. So.
Well, those wine subgroups are going to be going large this year, aren't they?
Well, I couldn't possibly comment.
But I do like this idea that it's the curious-minded, but also you're not stuck in a national programme. It's individual groups specialise or follow their noses.
Absolutely.
We have one lady, she wanted to start a group because she was interested in genealogy.
Okay.
And so we advertised it in the newsletter and email went out and those that were interested came back to us. She now has, it's all online, she has her own online genealogy group. Some groups meet in person, like poetry and so on.
I guess this,
the last few years has changed that. But being a member of the U3A means you're covered on insurance and things like that, you know.
So. Yeah, I get that. Well, I want to we'll have a record in a minute and then we'll come back and talk about how to get involved, where the points of access are.
Okay.
But you were mentioning different topics. Are there any U3A favourites that come up time and time again?
Oh, I think a lot of standard sort of things that you get. Various history groups, for instance. We have subdivisions of history. Maritime, military, medieval.
So family, that's quite history.
Languages are quite popular.
Oh,
we currently
yeah.
have what? Spanish,
Italian, French, Latin.
There's a tremendous amount. And the whole ethos of the thing, the organisation as a whole, is that people are there to learn and to teach. So
and
anybody who's a member will be expected, we hope, that they will join in both the teaching of their subject, but also the learning of their subject.
Do you know, there is something about that performance element. You know, obviously I talk quite a lot for a living, but, you know, in a group, when you get together, even if it's just a group sitting around a table and it's your turn to do something, it really raises the stakes, doesn't it? It makes you get on your A game, doesn't it?
It combats loneliness as well. This is a key factor for us. There's a lot of people that are alone, or even they might be sharing their life with someone, but they spend a lot of time on their own, and maybe they don't have the same interests, so it's quite good to have time out pursuing an interest that you really love.
Yes, of course. But that performance thing, or just standing up and sharing, it's so important. You get a little rush of adrenaline and a deep sense of satisfaction with sharing, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, what we'll do, I'm gonna play a few messages, and then we'll have a tune, and we'll come back and we'll talk about how anyone can get involved, where to go, what to do, and what to expect when you join the U3A.
Okay,
great. Stay right where you are.
BBC Radio Devon.
I was chatting to Marilyn and Tony from the University of the Third Age. They were telling me about why it's a good organisation, the kinds of things you'd learn. Just a bit of a recap. What you get a topic, people explore that, people get together, that's what it's about?
When people join, they get a list of topics that, you know, list of groups that they could join. If there isn't a subject there on the list that they want to take part in, they talk to our group coordinator or someone on the committee, and we get the message out there. Anyone else interested? Contact this person. We had a drama group set up like that quite recently. And we post it out to members. They get together that are interested, and take it from there, where they're going to meet, how often, all that sort of thing.
But you mentioned about the group. Can the group be two people, or is there a minimum number?
It could be just two or three people interested in one thing, and why not? Just get together. It's a friendly interaction.
Yeah, working that mind.
But we don't have anyone that's going to play teacher. We have a group leader that might organise things, but they have helpers within the group. It's a voluntary organisation. Nobody gets paid. And every member is a volunteer, whether it's just because they go along to groups or they support our monthly meetings. We have monthly meetings for members with a speaker, and you have a coffee, and it's in a hotel, so it's quite a nice setting.
Which is a great way for anybody who's interested to find out what we're doing, because we open that to the public. So anybody can come along to our monthly meeting, sign in and experience what goes on for a couple of hours, talk to people, and then take it away with them if they wish. And they can do that on two occasions.
Yeah, anyone is welcome as a visitor and just sign in as they come in.
You know, it strikes me that it's a bit like tuning into a documentary on the television, but a real-life version of this. And you sort of look, well, I'm not going to enjoy this. Half an hour later, you think, this is really interesting.
Well, we've got the information table, and we've got ladies or gents there to sort of help explain things. And then at 11 o'clock, everybody has to shut up because the speaker comes on. And
yeah, it makes a real event of it.
And the great thing about having the opportunity to come and talk to you, God bless you, is that we can get the word out there, because I think in general there's not much awareness of the existence of the U3A within the population at large, because we don't get a lot of media coverage. We don't do things which lend themselves to media coverage.
And the third age means you're in your third age. You know, you've done your working life, you've done your bringing up family and all this, so now you're in your third age, and time is your oyster, really.
Yeah, and the time to explore.
The university can be off-putting, but the whole ethos is that you gain something from it. But we don't sit exams and things like that.
So joining, is it a process? I mean, do you need to be seconded like some clubs, anything like that?
No, we just pay you £16 a year.
Yeah.
And go to the website.
What is the website?
PlymouthU3A.org.uk.
Okay. And I should imagine you'll find them right across the county. I mean, do you have a handle on the numbers of groups in Devon?
I'm not sure. I think there's around 8 or 10. Do you mean different U3As?
Yeah.
Yes, we've got, you know, Saltash and Plimpton and Plimstock. We've each got our own units. We're all running autonomously. We do get together if necessary. I'm in touch with various chairmen You know, nationwide, there's well over 1,000, and there's well over 420,000
was the last figure I saw.
Nationwide.
And the whole thing, the whole national organisation, is run by 24 paid staff.
That's interesting.
With 24 paid staff, because a lot of the people who are doing the national organisation are themselves volunteers.
Yes. I'm a volunteer. Tony's a volunteer. We have volunteers that help run meetings. We have people that just get involved because they want something to do. And, you know.
When did you join, Marilyn?
2016.
And what was the thing that you learned that surprised you when you joined?
Well, I was retiring then, so I wanted something to fill my time, mm-hmm. which is what most people do. But I had been on another committee and I retired after a certain amount of years from that, and the chairman got to know about it and said, oh, why don't you come along to one of our committee meetings, tell me what you think. And so I did, and
well, things be sure, she can always tell her exactly what she thinks.
Yeah. Well, you're a people person, Marilyn. I mean, this is the thing, I wondered whether you, I mean, it's surprising when you join something, the benefits are often not linear, aren't they? You suddenly make friends with people from absolutely. The other side of town you'd never have run into.
Well, I started off just helping out with the newsletter, because we have a monthly newsletter, and then, oh, I don't know, somebody left and I took over that role, and then they needed a vice chair, and...
Yeah.
Then they needed a chairman.
But you've enjoyed the sort of the...
I did it because I wanted company and I wanted a purpose in life, yeah. You know. I still have a brain. It may be a bit wobbly at times, but I still have a brain.
And how about you, Tony? Is there anything surprising, or anything that surprised you that you learned from the U3A?
Not necessarily that surprised me. I came from Grantham. I was in the U3A at Grantham, of all. Moved down here 4 years ago. And I came to Plymouth without actually knowing anybody who lived here. I was brought up here, but I'd not been back for 50 years. I've got family, but they're spread across the world, so I don't get to see them. So I literally was on my own when I arrived in Plymouth. And places like this is a tremendous way of getting to meet new people. And because we've got so many diverse groups, you can always find somebody who's interested in something that you are interested in yourself. And that is a tremendous forum, particularly in this day and age where so many of us are living lonely lives, and with the current economic climate, we're kind of stuck at home a lot more.
Yeah.
So there are all sorts of advantages in being able to get out into that social environment.
It sounds like a really strong thing. Can you look on a website and see the list of topics?
Now, absolutely.
This is such a lovely portal, because in a sense, you know, there are certain things you mustn't talk about when you meet somebody. You can't say whether you like or dislike dogs. You can't talk. Your family photographs aren't that interesting to anybody. And politics, let's not go there. But, you know, if you like motorsport, if you like crochet, sailing,
anything,
history, you've immediately got your compadres. Yeah. You might not have the same opinions politically, but what's it matter?
Well, the address of Marilyn has just given you a list, all the groups that we have,
okay,
and who you can contact if you're interested in that group, talk to. And you can talk initially to somebody from the group before you even join the U3A itself.
Mm.
And then take it from there.
Or you can join, you can contact our membership secretary, find out. Absolutely. We've got a section on the website that says join us.
One more time on the website address, please, Marilyn.
www.plymouthu3a.org.uk.
Well, we shall go and visit, and there's portals there to everything we need to find out.
Yeah.
Well, Marilyn Lean, Tony Byrne, thanks for coming on. I do have one question I wanted to ask you. I have primed you on this already. today's side hustle is about baked beans. Now, I know they're the prince of foods in most households. Marilyn, take that look off your face. And at Buckland Castle, we cook little else, let me tell you. And I like them well cooked. And I was just going to say this. I was out with the cameraman, Gary Hawkey, and he was telling me he's revolutionised his bean cooking by, get this, adding a knob of butter when they're on the hob. He says, you'll never go back to cooking them without the butter, Toby. That's what Gary Hawkey said that. So What are your tips? Do you eat baked beans, Marilyn?
I'm afraid I'm a has-been.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
Dead end. Come on, please don't be a cul-de-sac, Toby.
Hi. genuinely never touch them unless I'm having sausage and mash, because I think sausage and mash require baked beans. But it's the only time I ever eat them, in all honesty.
It's very important to have rules.
So my kids used to, my kids used to love them. So.
Thank you. Oh, it is about laughing, isn't it? Yeah. Tony, Marilyn, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thank you
very much
us.
For having us in. That's brilliant.